The kitchen and cafeteria are closed at YKHC, and that's just the beginning.
My name is Dave Shearer. I'm Director of Facilities here at YKHC. Our new kitchen and cafeteria are going in the same location, so we needed to close them down for a period of time while we do the renovation.
Many parts of the hospital are going to be switched around. Some of the food preparation is going to be done off the property for a while.
And we're preparing all our patient meals in one of our off-site kitchen over at one of our treatment centers, where we prepare the meals for all our inpatients and bring those over every day for each meal.
And for outpatients and anyone else, for the time being, it's going to be what they call grab and go. The old reception area of the hospital operating room will now serve as a makeshift cafe and food source, though it's not fully operational just yet. From now through May 27th, snack meals are available from 11:30 to 1 p.m. and 4:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For the time being, they provide bagged meals as a stopgap as they await one piece of equipment before opening, tentatively on May 28th. After the 28th, the Grab and Go Cafe will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. The hospital's main conference room will also be closed soon. It's going to be the new location for the blood draw and lab storage. And shortly after the kitchen renovation begins, a temporary diagnostic imaging space will be set up to provide ultrasound and mammography during the renovation closures.
So we're doing a lot of empty chair, musical chairs type of work, putting stuff in one area of the hospital so we can close down another area of the hospital.
Shearer says they don't anticipate any disruption of services. Outside the hospital, increased construction traffic has stepped up for the new road development that's needed behind the hospital. And that's just the beginning. Plenty more heavy equipment is on the way.
We've had dump trucks coming through the parking lot frequently the last few days. We're setting air handlers on the roof of the hospital, so we'll be seeing some crane activity and flying some air handlers over the roof.
With the first barge coming in later this month, Shearer says there will be a lot of material loading going on in the early part of the summer. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.